2 seconds, one, and this game is over. And the Anaheim Ducks have won the game by a final of 2-1.
Wow. What a team effort here. A team win for the Anaheim Ducks. 2-1 is your final, but you have Captain Brady Tkachuk for the Sens over at the scorekeeper's box, continuing to talk to the referees, the linesmen, arguing that there was still time left on the clock when that puck went into the upper netting. Trying to plead his case there, so let's see what comes of it.
Yep. None of the team's players, except for one on the Ottawa side, have gone to the locker room. Saw him leave. And the referee is pointing with some hand gestures.
On the clock.
Okay. Let's
one
hang
point
in
eight.
There for just...
Yeah, 1.8 is the time remaining on the clock put back up there. All right, and the faceoff is in the Anaheim end of the rink. And Dostal's out there talking to Gudas, who's in front of him.
Which, I must add that it's the right call.
Yep.
And Brady Tkachuk making his case, and I think he was right. As much as the Ducks fans here at Honda Center wanted to walk out of this building with the dub, 1.8 seconds left to go.
They'll drop the puck. It comes to Tkachuk, a shot wide, and now it's over. And this crowd will give the Anaheim Ducks a big ovation here, winning this evening's game 2-1, despite being outshot 30-16.
We're sending out the call for all SoCal fans to tune in to all Ducks home games, because when the Anaheim Ducks win, you get a sausage, egg, and cheese McGriddle for only $2 on the McDonald's app the following day. Simply download and register on the McDonald's app today at participating McDonald's. What a win. It was a lineup missing player after player and important key pieces to this Ducks hockey club. Each and every skater, Lukasz Dostal, fighting shift after shift after shift, getting the job done and really putting together a very solid 60-minute effort. Like I mentioned, head coach Greg Cronin, he must be ecstatic right now to come into this game down, once again, key pieces, overcoming that adversity, really controlling the emotions of this game and this whole storyline. Is that the lack of health on your depleted club, but they rallied together, they took it shift by shift, and they got this team win.
Well, you know what? When you win, you gain more confidence, too. We're going to let you go and get ready with your post-game show. You ready?
Hey, thanks, Steve. Yeah, no, I'm on my way. And tune in. Send us some messages. We'll be sure to respond to them.
Will you respond to mine, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, great.
When we win, I can do this.
Okay. Hey, fans, we got the Mighty Sweepstakes to tell you about it. As Emerson's about to join Alexis Downey over there, and they'll have lots of fun talking about this 2-1 win by the Anaheim Ducks over the Ottawa Senators. And we want to let you know you can create your profile within the Mighty today to win tickets to our third Legacy Night presented by OC Navigator. You and a friend can enjoy the official pregame VIP party and exciting matchup against Seattle April 5th, plus the first. 10,000 fans in attendance receive a Mason McTavish bobblehead presented by OC Navigator. Enter now. Use the promo code LEGACY within the Mighty. Want to thank everybody involved with the broadcast tonight. We're going to take a break while Emerson heads over and joins Alexis Downey with our postgame coverage. Again, the final. Ducks 2 and the Senators 1. And don't forget, our next broadcast will come your way on Friday night here at Honda Center. 6:30 pregame show local time, 7 o'clock play-by-play. Dallas Stars will make an appearance here for the final time during the regular season. Again, the Ducks win it by 1. Stay tuned for the postgame show. It's coming up in just a moment here on Duck Straight.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Get the official NHL app to watch, read, and listen to all the deets.
All I can say is absolutely wow.
All the sauce. All the saves.
Stop from Buffalo!
All the hits, all the snipes, all the sellies.
He scores! Unbelievable!
All the hockey. If it's hockey, it's here. Listen to every NHL game for free now with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Download the official NHL app now.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested. All for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us. All of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
It's Kimberly Glacius on his all-new Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
I like doing the voices in places where people can't see me, like drive-thrus. Oh, I'm evil at a drive-thru, man, except the one by my house because they know me.
How can I help you?
Yeah, let me have...
Pull up.
I did an order.
Gabriel, pull up.
Friday, April 19th, Honda Center. Get your tickets now at FluffyGuy.com. Don't miss a Anaheim. Kimberly Glacius. Don't Worry, Be Fluffy World Tour.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks coming away with a 2-1 victory tonight over the Ottawa Senators at Honda Center, coming all the way down to the wire, but the Ducks were able to get it done in their third straight game of this homestand. Moving along with it, five games on this homestand, but the Ducks able to get the victory tonight, 2-1 so far through this three games that they played. Emerson, I mean, it felt like a track meet tonight to me, just a lot of skating, a lot of movement, and a quick-moving game.
That is a really good way to describe what transpired here tonight, a track meet. I really like that because it rings true. It was back and forth. It just seemed like there was a couple of times early on where Ottawa really took, you know, full opportunity of just sustained offensive zone possession time, quick plays, quick passing, hemming into the Ducks' defensive zone for quite a while and in spurts. But Anaheim having their successful offensive zone attempts as well. And really, if you look at the shots on goal, 16 for the Anaheim Ducks, they just capitalized. They capitalized on one more opportunity there, one more high danger opportunity than the Ottawa Senators did, leading to this win. But as you mentioned, a close back-and-forth affair all game long.
The Anaheim Ducks getting it done, and we're going to talk about everything that transpired in this one starting in the first period. It was actually the Ottawa Senators that got on the board first, and it came quickly, 2:44 into that first frame, getting the Senators up by one goal.
And the puck knocked into the air. Ross Johnson trying to do something about it. Leason in front of his goaltender, Dostal, defending. A shot, a score! That shot from just inside the blue line, front of the Ducks players' bench, to the left of Dostal as he looked on. And the goal score is going to be defenseman Artem Zub with goal number 4 in the year.
Mark Kostelic would get the goal for the Ottawa Senators. What did you think about that first goal from Ottawa in that game?
It was just a shot that was from deep and, look, good traffic. And, of course, Kostelic was in front there, taking the eyes away from Lukáš Dostal. Otherwise, the Dostal was unbelievable here tonight. He didn't see that one. That was the only one all game long where he couldn't track that pressure, that net front presence from Ottawa was that good on that particular play. Of course, we thought Zub was indeed the goal scorer. It was later changed. 1-0, Ottawa Senators there. It was tough because here, when I mention it, moments after that happened, that you think everything's going to go your way. Ottawa Senators, here's a team who's been struggling of late, and they come out, score first. So a little bit of a momentum killer early on, but good on the Anaheim Ducks for putting them behind them right away and getting back on track.
And getting the lanes cleared so Lukáš Dostal had better vision throughout this game, because he certainly was a big part, as you said, Emerson, in this one, but mostly late in the game because there was a lot of shots by Ottawa in the third period. But let's move into that second period next. And Ottawa was leading by 1 goal, and then the Ducks' Ryan Strom. This was a beautiful play that started Brett Leason on the boards, on the near wall here, finding Frank Vatrano in the middle, just dropping it back to Strom, and it ended up going in the net.
Move it up to center ice. Long stretch pass ahead for Leason in the slot. Now back, trying to get it to Vatrano, but the puck went in anyway. Ryan Strom. Ducks have tied the game up at 1 apiece at the 4:42 mark of the second period.
So, okay, Brett Leason's on the wall here. I'm trying to remember who passed it to him. Do you remember?
No, I remember Brett Leason. Yes, Brett Leason, of course, over to Ryan Strom. And prior to that, no recollection.
It was a great play. Great play, though. We loved it. All that mattered, Ducks on the board, tie game at that point in the second period. There were some good chances by Anaheim also in that second period. Alex Killorn getting a good look on the power play. And then Max Jones a little bit later in the period had a partial breakaway with just seconds left to go. Got a really nice shot off.
Ducks, oh, a breakaway feed for Jones, catches up with it, shoots, oh, the goaltender came out, cut down the angle, got his right catching area, half feel the puck, and it went wide.
Nice shot by Jonesy there, shooting far side, so close from putting that one home.
So Max Jones choosing to shoot far side, although, you know, where he was on the ice, did you like that shot selection?
Yeah, the angle was he was somewhat far off on that far side. I thought he had, he made the most of what he had. What option he had, you might have had 5-hole along the ice that's been scored here recently over a couple shots. Of course, Killer had one. Frank Vatrano, the other game, went 5-hole on the ice. That might have been one look there. Could have done a Alex Killorn on that move there later on in this game where it was kind of patience. You can freeze him, try to put it behind him with a nice short side sneak on the wrap, but not a whole lot of options there once he started to get closer to the goal line. So I think he made the most of that opportunity.
And the Ducks definitely pulling ahead in that end of the game, as well as after the first period. They were down in the faceoffs 28.6%, but after two periods of play up to 40.7%, so certainly getting some momentum after that second period. However, they were able to come out in the third, and it was Alex Killorn who would give them what would be the game-winning goal as a part of this. A really nice shot that Olin Zellweger had from up top, Alex Killorn deflecting it using his stick blade to transition it into the net.
Three hits, one block shot, so both of them having some great 40 minutes of play.
There's a shot, they score! Oh, shot go? It was deflected in front of the net by Alex Killorn. So the veteran scores, the youngster assist, and the Ducks grab a 2-1 lead.
Olin Zellweger has just been so impressive. And I was really hoping that maybe that goal was his first goal, but... you know, that time will come.
Yeah, and some finesse in tight by Alex Killorn there. Really just angling his blade perfectly, so it goes to the upper short side of the netting. And what a tip. It reminded me of that Killorn to Leo Carlson tip there in San Jose, where different circumstances. That one came off an entry. This one was just a nice in-zone setup play where great support in that slot area from Alex Killorn and Olin Zellweger with a heads-up play finding him. So what a great goal to tie this one up.
Absolutely. The Ducks having a 2-1 lead at that point in the game. And then it was Lukasz Dostal, as we said, coming up huge in this third period because Ottawa would go on to have 18 shots on net in that final period. But Lukasz Dostal coming up big every time, especially on some back-to-back saves on Tim Stützle and Jacob Chychrun.
And back for it is Tim Stützle, has been impressive in this game for Ottawa. Gets the puck, moves in, by himself, shoots, save, Dostal, another shot, Chychrun, and a save by Dostal, another shot, Tkachuk wide, rebound, Dostal slid across, his stomach on the ice, stopped it, 46 seconds left, Ducks have a break and a penalty coming up to Ottawa here. Oh, it's getting nasty behind the goal line, but the Ducks get a break here as Ottawa will be penalized one more time.
The Dost wall with big stop after big stop. How about that toe drag from Tim Stützle and a follow-up chance by Chychrun there. What saves from Lukasz Dostal?
Now the Ducks would then have the advantage in the final couple seconds of the game as well. Ottawa pulling their goaltender at that point in the game, and Frank Vatrano just trying to find the empty net, but just missed it hitting off the pipe.
2-1, Ducks lead, have the puck, open net at the other end, a shot, oh, off the side of the net by Vatrano. Chychrun tries to clear. He moves it up the left side, 12 seconds to go. Killorn has it. Chychrun gets it back. Moves it across the line into the slot. Shot attempt block. Another shot wide. 2 seconds, one, and this game is over. And the Anaheim Ducks have won the game by a final of 2-1.
Wow.
You could just tell how loud it was in Honda Center after that win for the Ducks tonight. Dostal coming up big in those final seconds.
And how about this? 16,000 in attendance here at Honda Center for a Wednesday night, a weeknight game. And they brought the energy, and it really propelled their squad to this victory. I really believe that everyone who showed up, the Ducks faithful, did a tremendous job rallying the troops, getting them ready, and giving them some much-needed energy, shift in and shift out.
And we're bringing the energy on the post-game show, talking about this win tonight.
Yes, we are. Looking forward to these messages. It's just more fun when you win, and I'm really looking forward to getting some messages.
We're going to get to them on the other side of the break when we come back. We'll be talking about all your thoughts about this Ducks win tonight at Honda Center.
Oh, my God. Honda's helping us. What?
That's the sound of Teresa getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be buying new wheelchair-accessible furniture for her kid's bedroom. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Civic. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
CACLA 125-674-EM-43390.
Since 1894, Arrowhead Brand 100% Mountain Spring Water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% Mountain Spring Water. Nothing else.
See every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at HondaCenter.com/clubseats.
The Ducks win tonight over the Ottawa Senators and sweeping the season series, only allowing two goals by Ottawa through the two games that the Ducks played them. Pretty good.
That's pretty impressive for sure, and goaltending has a lot to do with that. And I just think all out, you're coming out in Ottawa, right, where you just lost to Montreal there in that first game of that road trip there. You followed up with a nice Ottawa win. And, look, it was just back and forth here tonight. And, look, it just came down to goaltending, some solid plays, some solid finishes, of course, the Killorn tip, and a nice greasy one there. Ryan Strome throwing that one to the net, getting deflected. So it just went the Anaheim Ducks' way tonight.
And there's been a lot of games as of late. If you look at this homestand, I mean, getting the win over New Jersey, getting this win tonight over Ottawa, and then previously, I mean, that road win in San Jose and Vancouver, that was still a great effort by Anaheim, just not quite getting it done. But good efforts by the Ducks, despite all the adversity that they've really been through.
No, I couldn't agree more. And it's one of those things where you're seeing consistent jump from this Anaheim Ducks team,
yeah.
Right? The work ethic for a more sustainable amount of time. Seems like they're going full 60-plus minutes of hard work, relentlessness. So I just think their play without the puck, they have more jump. Really, and I don't know if it started in that San Jose game there, mm-hmm. where they seemed to, Duclair had a hat trick. It seemed like he had a big-time play followed up by one from Anaheim, and that's just becoming more of a common theme here, is just shift in and shift out, solid hits, as we saw Bo Groot banging his, just slamming everything out on that ice and really being aggressive on the forecheck. I just think this is a hungrier team since San Jose and maybe some of these other past games where they're starting to build their identity. Might be late here in the season, but, better late than never, and they are starting to get some stuff brewing here for this Ducks club, so it's good to see.
Another part of this, too, is that I remember when we had the chance to speak with head coach Greg Cronin this morning, he was talking about how he sat down with the leadership group and just told them, you know, with everything going on, just try to, you know, create some stability in the locker room. And, I mean, Adam Henrique leaving, Sam Carrick leaving, two big pieces of the locker room, Ilya Labushkin leaving last week. The trade deadline is so stressful enough, and you're bringing in guys also from San Diego that you aren't used to playing with. You have all these injuries. I really think you have to credit the leadership, too, that's going on behind the scenes that we don't get to see.
Oh, and you got to think head coach Greg Cronin is just ecstatic right now to come into this game with this lineup. You had an Ottawa Senators team who you could see the first couple of shifts. They wanted it here tonight,
mm-hmm.
Making quick plays, solid plays, really hemming in the Anaheim Ducks defensive end. And look, the Anaheim Ducks just stuck with it, and their play without the puck was great. Their foot movement and overall relentlessness, just each and every guy, Olin Zellweger, some key pieces that just showed up today. I thought, obviously, Clint Gaudin and Pavel Regenda were great in this game, really effective in a lot of different areas. And that's just what's going to have to happen moving forward. You got Leo out, Terry, Mac T. I mean, big-name players for this Ducks team, and they're still able to find a way to win this game. I mean, it's what a morale booster, and definitely a game that I feel like they're going to look back on and say, hey, if we can win with this lineup against Ottawa, who's not lacking skill, they have a talented roster besides their wins-loss record. If they can win this game with this lineup, they can make anything happen.
And a good message to go into the next game against the Dallas Stars, a team that is very tough, and it's going to be a big test for the Ducks, but they got it done before on the road, so looking to see if they can do that again. So let's get into your thoughts and your questions about this game on our text line, the first that we received. How's it going, Emmer and Alexis? Hope everyone is well. It's Plagues. It's been a while since I checked in to chat. Guess it was good timing with the Ducks win. Thoughts on Pavel Regenda and Glenn Gaudin? Looking forward to coming to the game on Friday. Go Ducks. Perfect timing because you just touched on them, Emmer.
Yeah, and I'll start off by Glenn Gaudin's game here. He was flying out there. His first shift, you can see just him moving his feet, wanting the puck. He had this sense of commanding the puck and throughout the neutral zone. Made a great rush, and unfortunately followed up by a penalty he took. It was not for any intentional holding there. He wrapped his non-stick arm around the opposing player, and the unfortunate thing, you never want to take penalties in the offensive zone. That's just an area, yeah, neutral zone, fighting for pucks, defensive zone, especially is where if you are going to take a penalty, you want to take it out the offensive zone. But he was trying to get on the inside. Just a quick lesson learned for him. And I just thought he was so good in many different areas. And then, of course, Pavel Regenda, he was planting himself in front of Matt Sogard all game long. He had a solid net front presence. He was banging. He had a crushing hit maybe midway through the game. Yep. But he was all over the ice. And I thought he was just an impactful player. And it was certainly a type of game that is going to be needed with the loss of Sam Carrick.
Yeah, certainly. Pavel Regenda not scared to be physical. And, you know, he plays like he's been in the league. He gives off that sense that he just knows what's going on. He's played now 15 NHL games. So he does, you know, have a sense of how the game is played. But I remember thinking back to that interview he did with you and Steve after the first period and just talking about, man, the speed is different. And you could hear how tired he was. And I can imagine that transition maybe, you know, and how quick it was, how he got the call and had to head up here today. Exciting all through that. But the speed of the game is very quick, and there was so much skating in this game tonight. I can imagine he might be a little tired tonight.
For sure, and I think this bodes well for him. Coming in a situation where it's a depleted lineup, it's a big opportunity for him, but look, where this Ducks team is in the standings. Yes, they've been playing better lately, but it's not like you're coming into a team destined to make a deep playoff push. This is a Ducks team that is certainly turning the corner, figuring out long-term what's going to bode well for us, what's going to work. Young stars are playing more. Olin Zellweger hopping into the lineup here and playing very well. So this is just an opportunity of, yeah, there's pressure in a sense. You want to play well. You want to solidify yourself as a NHL player consistently, but you're not going into an environment that is, it's just changing. You have big trade that just happened. Unhealthy, you're trying to find bodies, and so there's a big opportunity, and I just thought the two of them, Glenn Gaudin and Pavel Regenda, showed really well.
Yeah, Glenn Gaudin sharing with me this morning that he just wanted to play smart, be responsible, and I think that despite that penalty he took, we saw a lot of that from him tonight. Another text that we got here from Shane, he said, you can see the confidence in Dostal, such an important piece for this team as they continue to rebuild and develop. That's just something that Dostal, I mean, he's always been like that. He is a very confident guy. He's confident in himself. He's confident in his game. And there was a couple times tonight where you saw he was almost a little out. He was outside of his comfort zone, maybe a little too far out of the crease on certain plays and whatnot. But he just collects himself in such a professional manner, quickly knows what to do. He's back at it. And I just get so excited for him.
Yeah, no, he's a guy, once again, professional off the ice, clean cut, all business, and he brings that same mentality on the ice. He's just dialed. The teammates love him. They love playing in front of him. You can just tell, like, recently they've just had a boost in their game. It seems like last few outings they've been playing so well as a team. So all around, so good to see. He was a big part of this win.
Eva said, Dostal, the wall. I hated not seeing Henrique or Carrick on the ice tonight, but the boys played to win. Go Ducks. It was a little different not seeing them on the ice, especially because Sam Carrick and Frank Vetrano are the only two Ducks who had played every single game this season. So Sam Carrick, you know, going on now to Edmonton. We wish him and Rico the best. It's definitely going to be a little different without them, but obviously wish them the best.
And how about Dostal the wall?
I like that too.
I thought we were confined. I thought we were confined to just
dose
the
Dost
wall. I thought we were confined, Dostal, but I'm going to use that. So this is part of the reason I love these messages so much. It just opens the door up to so much potential.
Another one that we received here. Can the Ducks still make the playoffs, or are they eliminated? And who did the Ducks get in the trade for Rico and Sam Carrick? I can answer the trade part. On the end of the trade, it was a three-team trade. Edmonton and Tampa Bay involved in that one with Rico and Carrick. And Rico and Carrick both heading to Edmonton. The Ducks, in return, get a 2024 first-round pick in a conditional fifth-round pick and the 2025 draft. So now, in the first three rounds of this year's draft, they have seven draft picks, which is really amazing. That's a lot of draft stock in the upper part of the draft this year. And then can the Ducks still make the playoffs, or are they eliminated? Mathematically, I haven't looked at that, but I think they're eliminated.
Yeah, I mean, look, you have 19, you need to go on a 19-game heater here to give yourself a chance with 23 regulation wins. Of course, that would put you to that 42-win mark, and even wild card teams are, you know, 45 around that area, right? So, look, you're going to have to win out each and every game. Is there a chance? Yes, slim to none. Odds there for the Anaheim Ducks to indeed make the playoffs or wild card. But, look, this is a team that's, long story short, the point is plain and simple. As long as they continue to play better, you can come out of the gates next year with a solid foundation, and right off the hop, you can put together some solid games and really start building towards the future now.
The future is very bright in Anaheim, as we like to say, and we're certainly seeing pieces of that, and exciting to see pieces from the San Diego Gulls joining the Ducks at this point in the season. This was game number 62 for Anaheim tonight, so only 20 more games on the season. Pretty hard to believe at that point, but we have more of this post game show. When we come back, we'll hopefully get to hear from someone down in the locker room. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Atmosphere by Fisher Akita Alexander. Now playing on Poolside.
Hear this music and more on TuneIn. Discover your new favorite sound today.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes.
Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks, making sure you don't miss out on the return of the Garth Channel. We'll be playing all of the Garth music, plus music from all of my favorite artists. There's truly no fences here on the Garth Channel, just great music. Also back is Geology, all the crazy stories, and a brand new feature called Tea Time with the one and only Trisha Yearwood. And remember, it's the Garth Channel, and it's all about people loving people. Search for the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
He fires a three. Makes it.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn. But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Listen to all your favorite music, news, sports, and more all in one place. And hear all the audio you love, whether you're a music lover.
This ain't Texas. Ain't no hold'em.
Interested in what's going on around the world?
We are seeking consular assistance that has not yet been granted.
Or want to catch up on your team's live play-by-plays.
Shea wants the step-back three and got the step-back three!
It's all right here on TuneIn. Just sit back, relax, and listen.
Welcome back to the post-game show. We now get the chance to hear from Alex Killorn on this game tonight. The Ducks win 2-1 over the Ottawa Senators.
Back-to-back games, but both for you, so just how does it feel to be kind of more on the score sheet?
Yeah, it feels good. It feels good to get like a tip-in goal. I know, I like to get those, and that's how I've scored a lot in the past in Tampa, so to get some greasy goals like that, it's a good sign.
Like a set play, did you guys make any eye contact on that?
I don't think it was a set play. I think he's just a smart player, and he realized that I had an open stick, and he just shot it there, and a good redirect. It's so tough for the goalies to find those pucks when they get redirected, so good job on him.
Kind of an emotional day around here, saying goodbye to two teams.
Yeah.
So good to cap it off with a win like this.
Yeah, it's a difficult day, you know. It's my first year, but those two guys had such an impact on this team. It's tough to replace guys like that. I mean, you understand why Edmonton grabbed guys like that to help them on their run. So it's going to be tough for us here, but we kind of understood that coming in that those guys might be gone. So we were kind of expecting it in a sense. So, but it feels good to get a win. Especially, you know, we have a ton of guys out, so to muster up a win is great.
That understanding, Rico was saying this morning that Nathan kind of helped him through the whole process and his family as well. I mean, just kind of your thoughts on how management has handled the situation. Well, you know, you guys are doing it out there on the ice while they're moving guys, but they seem to be respectful.
Yeah, I don't know what would happen, but like you said, I think they've done a great job. I think with Rico, it was expected, so. And a guy that's done as much as he has for the organization, you want to make sure you treat him right, especially he just had a baby, and I'm sure there's a lot going on with him back home, and Sammy's got a family too with a lot of kids, so I'm happy they did the right thing.
A really strange game where on Sunday against Vancouver you guys had a low amount of shots, and then tonight you guys also had a pretty low amount, but you ended up with the victory tonight.
Yeah, it's kind of like a little bit of a flip of the Vancouver game. You know, I looked up in the second period and the shots were like 8-9 or something, or 10-, I forget what it was, but not a ton of shots tonight, but it's some of those games you just got to wait for the opportunity, and it came in the third. Thanks, guys.
Alex Killorn there talking about this win tonight over the Ottawa Senators. He had a goal as a part of this one. Kind of funny how hockey works sometimes. It kind of reminding him of that game against Vancouver on Sunday, but switching the roles this time, the Ducks getting the win. And I really liked what he had to say about just how much Rico and Sam Carrick, you know, they meant to the guys in the locker room, how much they meant to him in his first year.
Yeah, no, it's telling. I mean, everyone talks so highly of both of them, Sam Carrick and Adam Henrique, and just such a big part of that locker room. So, you know, they wanted to just kind of put the motions aside, and you know that they were really reeling from the departure of those two. So it's just nice to for them to get the win. And you heard right there from Killer, very honest, that, look, this is just a heads-up play by Olin Zellwiger. He's that smart of a hockey player, no set plays involved. Just, but I've been really impressed with Alex Florin around that area, of course, slamming that rebound home the other game. And just around that slot area, he's been on it, and really just coming into his own, coming back into that full form, his full goal scoring just mode that we've seen so many years with him in the Tampa Bay Lightning jersey. He's starting to really connect on a lot of opportunities in the slot area, the high danger scoring areas, and it's just so good to see, especially where this team is at. He continues to just really persevere and fight through and continue to be a big part of this Ducks team.
And he did touch on that, in that that was an area he scored a lot of goals, those type tip-in goals, deflection goals, back during his time in Tampa. So something that I'm sure he's happy that he's able to contribute to the Anaheim Ducks here. It comes off in that way as well. But he mentioned Olin Zellwiger and just what a smart hockey player he is. Well, Olin Zellwiger is the next guy we get to hear from the locker room. So let's take a listen.
It seemed like you were shooting for a stick right there. I just had you pick that up.
Yeah. I kind of didn't really have a way into the net, and it was kind of just like a last-second thing. I kind of just seen him briefly, and he made a nice redirect there.
How much confidence is Dostal giving you back there in goalie?
Yeah, you know, he's playing awesome. For the three games I've been back up, he's just been really good. You know, he plays the puck well too. So, lots of things that he's been doing to give us confidence.
Really busy day for you guys, with a couple guys coming out, a couple guys going in. What does it mean to kind of get a big win like this, especially being shorthanded?
Yeah, it's huge. I think it shows that we have some resilience. We're still confident with everyone that's here. It's going to be big going forward that we keep that belief moving forward.
Well, how did you just feel personally coming back again and just having such a positive impact on the game?
Yeah, I think since I've been back here the last three, I've kind of, trying to find my groove again. This game felt pretty good for me. I think the team played really well, Dossie obviously, so that gives you confidence to make plays and play hard.
It's always tough to see guys move out, but as you come up and become more of a part of the team, Cotter's on his way, you're going to get you guys healthy eventually here. How much are you guys looking forward to having kind of a group that lets you look forward to next season and gets more guys in place as during the stretch run?
Like you said, there's lots of players that would be really impactful that aren't playing right now, so that's huge for the team. But it gives an opportunity for some guys to step in and show what they can do and contribute. So that's cool too, and it'll be really fun to see those other guys back on the ice.
Thanks, Olin.
Olin Zellwiger there, looking forward to having the band back together when the guys are all healthy and everyone's back out on the ice. Certainly something that we're also looking forward to and hoping that's sooner than later.
Very calm, cool, and collective young man, Olin Zellwiger. Looking forward to this team to get back to full health. Hey, if they can take the Ottawa Senators down with this lineup, and it's kind of interesting how some of the best wins this season have come with depleted lineups. You think back to that New Jersey Devils game, that 5-1 decisive victory there with a lot of guys missing. It was at the tail end of the road trip, so that combination posed a very tough game there, but they came out on top 5-1. And then this performance, having key skaters for the Ducks out due to injury, a couple trades just recently happening, just a lot of emotions from a lot of different directions for them to just manage those emotions coming on top. That's huge.
Managing emotions. Yep, that's certainly a big storyline as a part of this game tonight. And that's something that the team is going to continue to do as we look ahead to the game on Friday, taking on the Dallas Stars. It's Going to be a big test for the Anaheim Ducks on Friday, a 7 o'clock start. We'll have the pregame show for you at 6:30. I think back to that trip. I was on the trip with you guys and getting to be in Dallas. And what an exciting win what an exciting game, I should say, that was in Dallas overall. But, falling in overtime, still getting the point as a part of that game. But it was a really solid game by Anaheim in that original 60 minutes of it.
Yeah, no, I think, and I'm already ready for my final clock, AD.
Like, okay, tell me.
I was anticipating.
I know.
It.
I was thinking back to the Dallas game. I'm like, wait a minute, that was an overtime. No, we didn't win that one, but it was close.
I am ready to go for this one. Anything is possible when you have this kind of lineup and you take over this hockey game against the Ottawa Senators. You get the win 2-1 with a lineup that is missing Mason McTavish, Troy Terry, Leo Carlson. Of course, Trevor Zegras has been out for some time, but you're missing him. Two big-time just locker room guys out via trade. For them to come out, play like this, stick to the game plan, get it done, my final quack is anything is possible when you put your mind to it.
Wow, that was deep.
Yeah, I don't know. I just felt it. I felt the
I love it.
My veins
I love it.
One.
No, it's great. Great. I love it. Love it. My final quack for tonight. I saw that the San Diego Gulls also won tonight. They won in the shootout over the Coachella Valley Firebirds. So a great night for the Anaheim Ducks organization as a whole.
Hey, I don't want anything more than Ducks wins and San Diego Gulls wins. So a night for this organization.
I love it. Well, you can join us back on Friday taking on the Dallas Stars. We'll have the pregame show for you at 6:30. And make sure to stick around after the break as we'll also have the replay of Ducks and Senators. You can hear how the Ducks were able to get the victory tonight at Honda Center. Otherwise, for Emerson Needham, I am Alexis Downey. As always, thank you for joining us on the postgame show. We love when the Anaheim Ducks win, and we also love when you listen in to our broadcast on Duckstream. Always appreciate everyone that tunes in as always, and always makes it special when the Ducks are able to get the victory at home. So thanks again for listening to Duckstream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Tailgate Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Cold beer and country music by Zach Top. Now playing on the Big 615, powered by Tractor Supply.
All I need to keep me from losing it is good cold beer and country music.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Didn't come off too much like a...
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes.
Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Gorgeous strikes quickly. The magic continues for
TC. Music.
I can buy myself flowers. Come down.
And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
us.
Follow us.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Thank you so much. That would be amazing.
That's the sound of Griselda getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing items stolen from a home break-in. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you, and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Today, when it comes to following sports, a basic box score just won't cut it. Get the stats behind the stats with NHL Edge. So you won't just see Makar's time on ice. You'll see where he spent it. You won't just know Matthew scored. You'll know how hard he shot it. And you won't just get OV's shot total. You'll know where he shot it from, even if they're all from the same place. Know more about every stat, every shift, and every star with NHL Edge.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 theme and giveaway nights. Check out the full schedule of festivities, including special legacy nights, the second annual Women in Sports Night, and more at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.